It's tradition in our business, in our industry, the physical therapy world, that we tend to see patients probably after something, post-surgery, post-injury. But our guest today on PT Talker is taking a different perspective. He's seeing patients before. Why don't you stay tuned and find out why for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Well, joining us here on the line today is Mr. Bob Babb. He is the owner of Physical Therapy and Wellness Institute in Lansdale, PA. Bob, welcome to PT Talker today.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I'm looking forward to talking to you.
Yeah, well, we have been looking forward to talking to you because we're going to talk about the PrEP program, which is something unique to your group of clinics. But before we start, you are 10 years in the business, a physical therapist. Just give us a little background on your unique group of clinics, the Physical Therapy and Wellness Institute.
We have a group of physical therapists, about 14 of us now. Between our four centers, we've been in operation since 2002 and are always trying to find opportunities in the market to give people access to us and practice industry best standards. So the PrEP program is a byproduct of that thought process.
Yeah, well, let's get into it. You have come up with something that caught our attention here at PT Talker because it seems to be a unique perspective, although very common sense. All right, PrEP stands for... what?
Preoperative Rehabilitation Exercise Program.
All right. And your whole theory is if the waiting time for, and we'll just use kind of generalizations here. I'm going to go in for knee replacement, let's say. You're saying that if the waiting time is 30 days for a group of physicians, for the orthopedic surgeon, you want to see the patient during that 30 days and you're going to make the outcome much better.
That's our goal. Is we know in the state of Pennsylvania, there's a study recently up in Boston that shows the average waiting line is about 49 days for you to schedule the orthopedic surgery and then go get it done. So that gives you 49 days of getting active, strengthening the muscles around the joint, permitting you some opportunity to strengthen in a safe way to protect the joints at the same time when you get out of the surgery, have more function and be able to move about.
Yeah, but Bob, wouldn't it be safe to say in the other, 50-some states around the country, the majority of them, that the what's really happening is the patient is sitting on the couch for those 49 days waiting for surgery day?
That does happen, and that's the education process that we continue to struggle to get out to the community. Preoperative Rehabilitation Exercise Program gives us the opportunity, gives us a tool, something tangible to give to someone to educate them, to say the better, the stronger you are, the better you're going to have an outcome, the better outcome you're going to have when you come out of the surgery.
So right. Now, who are you finding that you are having to educate, the doctor first and then the patient, or the same time, vice versa, which is it?
Well, the doctors are so darn busy with their orthopedic surgeries that it's hard to get them to break loose. But when you have a captive orthopedic surgeon that is looking for all the possible tools and something unique in the community, they embrace it. So we have found there's five or six physicians in our community that love the PrEP program, and people come in with PrEP written on a prescription. Beyond that, we're consumer-based, customer-friendly physical therapy centers. So we reach out to the consumers often, and we go out to the local senior citizen centers to talk to them about the PrEP program and some of our wellness programs, which we continue to build. But the PrEP program is a big part of our conversations with them. They say, when you have a wait, please come see us.
Yeah, but I would think with the physician, your message might be, Doc, we can make your outcomes better. And in this world of ACOs and you know, capitated care, managed care, I would think that would start to resonate with some of these big orthopedic groups.
And it is. It's been a slow process, like anything is in our field, with new programs and new ideas. It's been slow, but we continue to make headway on it every year.
Well, Bob Babb is the pioneer of this new way of thinking, I guess. So, Bob, tell us a little bit about what a typical 30-day, 49-day regimen is going to look like and how that would be different pre-surgery versus post-surgery.
Well, the patient may come into us with the prep idea. Physical therapist gets in front of them and does a musculoskeletal assessment, mm-hmm. which means that we may look at range of motion limitations, strength deficits, and give them a program understanding what their surgical situation is. Mm-hmm. We will call the doctor to ask the doctor notes, they fax over to the physician notes so we get an idea for any comorbidities that we need to be aware of as well. They have the consultation with the licensed physical therapist. We'll send a note to the doctor to let them know their preoperative program. If necessary, we'll call the doctor. We'll educate the individual on proper exercise and techniques. They're in our clinic working out with our exercise physiologists or licensed physical therapy assistants. So it's not skilled care. It is a pay-out-of-pocket program where they come in and work out, but they have the physical therapist at their disposal at any time, and the physical therapist sets up the program. Upon completion, 30 days later, they get back in front of the physical therapist. We'll take measurements once again. We'll give them their pre-operative training. We'll go over ambulation aids that they may need and show them how to use crutches, how to use a cane in case that's not covered in depth at the hospital, and we'll wish them well.
Yeah.
And our hope is that after surgery, if they need physical therapy, they consider us if we've earned their trust.
Well, sure. You've created that bond, that I would think that trust, too, between patient and therapist as well.
Yeah.
So a couple things come to mind. Let me just be devil's advocate here. The patient obviously is going towards surgery to fix some problem. So are they at your place in pain?
That many times they are. They come in and with the it's usually joint pain, mm-hmm. and with the joint pain we'll educate them. For instance, a knee pain, and I think where you're going with that question is Mary may come in and say, "Bob, you're asking me to strengthen my knee. I chose to have the surgery. Why should I do anything between now and 49 days from now
right.
if I know I'm going to be pain free?"
Right.
My answer to her is this: is that we know that there is a synovial fluid around that joint. The more we bathe the end of that joint in the synovium, the better the joint will feel, one. Second is that the stronger we get the joint and work around it without causing further damage, the stronger you're going to be coming out of the surgery. So we have to earn their trust with that first visit. That's why the physical therapist will see them when they first come in, to help them understand and educate them. As physical therapists, we're enablers, not disablers. So
right.
as enablers, we try to educate them on what they can do and how we can help them.
Yeah, really good stuff. Are you ever tempted, or do you ever try and deal with the pain through some kind of treatment modality or some kind of other physical therapy that isn't, prophylactic in nature, but is more trying to deal with the pain that they're not currently experiencing?
I think people will come in and ask us, can they have that, because they see their neighbor get that,
right.
meaning the electrical stimulation.
Whatever,
the ultrasound.
Yeah.
And the answer to that is, Mary, you're going to have the knee replacement. I'm happy to put a heat pad or cold or ice on it afterwards and sit here, and you can read a little article about a total hip arthroplasty.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you need that. So, again, I think that they, after you've earned their trust, you have command. You
yeah.
now have command center, and they will listen to you as the authorities and their care.
Okay. Now, Bob, just try and give me some perspective. How long, because what's going to happen now is you've got all this baseline data. It would make absolute sense for the patient to come back to you post-surgery, because you're going to be able to tell them when they're back to normal, or I'm assuming. Is that okay, first of all? Is that a true statement?
That is a true statement. That's part of the motivation in us
yeah.
to try to reach out to the community and give them more opportunity to come see us,
okay.
Both the prep program and then post-operatively.
Yeah, exactly.
We're here.
So how long can you remember back in the days before you started doing that where you didn't have that kind of data, and how valuable is it to the therapist now that's going to see Mary post-surgery?
Oh, it's infinitely more valuable than not having it. But when a patient walks in the door and you pull out their chart from where they were preoperatively.
Yeah.
So it builds credibility immediately upon return.
What I would think tells you when we're done.
It tells you when we're done, yeah.
So how long ago, so you were working without that data, when you first, you haven't had the PrEP program that many years, have you?
The PrEP program's about in its fourth year.
Okay, so 5 years ago you were dealing without that data.
And I think even more importantly, and that's a correct statement, I think even more importantly is this, is many of the hip replacements now, as you know, are, we don't see them postoperatively. And we don't see them because the physicians will say, get up and walk.
Well,
you get the hip replacement done, and you're walking the next day. And many people are shocked by that.
Yeah.
So when we have the conversation with folks when they come in, and we may say to them, you know you're going to be walking the next day. And it seems to me that 50% of the people didn't even conceptualize that yet.
Mm-hmm.
So once they hear that, they say, wow, well, then I better strengthen this hip. So it makes it a whole lot better for them to understand the whole picture. So that education we give to them when they first walk in means a whole lot.
Yeah.
And then if they need to come see us, which the hip arthroplasties, I don't think we've seen more than 5 to 10 of those. We see somewhere 13 to 1,400 new patients a year. We probably don't see more than 5 a year anymore.
Wow.
Where the knee replacements we still see, but the hip replacements, they're just moving along much quicker in the medical system and doing much better.
Yeah. We've just got a little bit of time left here, but can you give me just, our listeners, as you know, are physical therapists from every walk of life, including internationally. Just give me your assessment on the world of physical therapy right now, maybe as it relates to private practice and your experience in Pennsylvania. Good, bad? Are you up today? Are you good?
We are good. And I'm an optimistic guy, so I wake up every day saying I feel better than I deserve. And it's a great practice environment in the state of Pennsylvania, as most states are. It is a significant challenge to go into work every day and say, how am I going to make this system better? How am I going to improve our processes? How am I going to reach out to the community more? And how am I going to build my relations with the physicians and the other referral sources? So we're challenged with that every day. We are a bit worried about the healthcare system, nationally anyway, and both locally as well. So with that, they're only obstacles, but as long as we keep focused on the goal, all those obstacles are just things that kind of they're in the way, but we'll never lose focus of our goal, which is to continue to practice industry best standards. I do believe that at some point in time we will become a a self-pay type profession. Will that happen in my career? I'm not so sure. But I do believe it will be much like the dentist industry somewhere in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And with the $50 and $60 copays, we're starting to see more of that.
Yeah. You bring up a great point. We've had a lot of cash pay practices, experts, the people that have started accepting more and more cash in their business. And obviously, you've taken a step here with your PrEP program. Very unique, very interesting, and that's how the industry is going to survive, by continuing to evolve.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. I do see it. We go to the private practice meetings, and we hear some great creative ideas that folks are doing, and it helps spark our own ideas and with what we do here.
Absolutely. Okay, Bob, we're going to let you get back to work and see that next PrEP patient, because I've taken up way too much of your time, but I do appreciate you being a guest on PT Talker today.
Jeff, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much. I love your website and clicking on various folks that are on there, and many of those people I've gotten to know and meet in the community, so you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you, and you are now an official PT Talker expert. Congratulations.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Jeff.
All right. This has been Jeff Worrell talking to Bob Babb. He is the owner of the Physical Therapy and Wellness Institute over there in Lansdale, PA. Bob, if someone had a question, would you be interested to share your PrEP program at all?
I would absolutely.
Okay.
I get questions on it via my email or phone as well.
All the time. So we'll go ahead and if anyone is interested, just send me a quick email to feedback@pttalker.com, and I'll make sure that Bob gets your question. I want to remind everybody that previous episodes are available on iTunes, and we are here each and every week bringing you a new expert, Bob being the latest in the group of expertise that we keep here on PT Talker. You can go back, look at over 2 years' worth of experts now that are available at pttalker.com. So I hope this information about what Bob Babb is doing and his group is doing over there in Lansdale, PA, has been helpful so that you can help someone get well today. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.